Lorraine Jordan is a legend, has fronted a band for many, many years as a woman that is difficult in any business, certainly in the music field. Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, their last album, most recent album on Pinecastle, Truegrass Again, is rightly so doing very, very well. Truegrass Again, you've heard it. It's number one on the charts all over the place. Why can't Bluegrass be Truegrass Again? We're going to talk to Lorraine Jordan about this band, about her position in music over the years, all of the great tunes on this, and something she's got coming up for release in 2020, which will be next year. I'm really happy to welcome to Unwritten Bluegrass a favorite of mine, Lorraine Jordan of Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. And gosh, Lorraine, we've been trying to do this for a while and just kept missing each other, but I'm so glad we finally worked something out.
I'm excited that we are also. You and I are both busy people, and that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, I tell you, I've been listening to, of course, I've known about you for as long, and we want to talk a little bit about you being Lorraine Jordan and being a band leader, and there are changes coming now with more and more women being the heads of bands, but you were one of the early ones. But first, let's talk about this Truegrass Again album, which is, it's so much fun to listen to. It's so good. The harmonies are so good. All the play. This is really, really, this is ultimate bluegrass. I describe it as traditional and vital. So I don't want people to think they're listening to old songs done old ways. This is done in that great Truegrass style. We'll borrow your term for the album. But it's so well done. The harmonies are so great. And the instrumental, you do Cherokee Shuffle like the last selection I have on the album. And this is just a great album, Lorraine. You must be very proud.
Well, I am very proud. I'm very proud of my musicians, and we've had some ups and downs with some medical things we've had to go through with different ones. But, you know, but we had to come back strong. We had the Country Grass CD, and we had recorded with those 12 Grand Ole Opry stars, and that put us in a different category. And I thought, you know, I got to go back to my roots, got to go back to bluegrass where I want to be, but I got to come back strong. How am I going to do that? And so I thought, well, the best way to do it, you know, is to go from country grass to true grass and just come back with something very exciting and then get a powerful song out there that'll just get everybody's attention.
Well, you're right. The title cut, True Grass Again, is as soon as that kicks off, those vocals kick off. And then you have all these other, you have Danny Paisley and Junior Sisk, other people coming in singing bits of it. That's a great song, not only because it makes that message that you want to send out, but it's just a great song. I mean, as soon as it starts off, you think these vocals are going to be something special. And then the song starts. There's a reference to Larry Cordell, and we all know Murder on Music Row, and but it's not that tune, but it's clearly referenced to a change that's being perceived, I think, in bluegrass, which everybody kind of sees.
It is, and that's what I wanted. I had just got finished recording with Eddie Raven on a project that he put out called All Grassed Up, and he's a great songwriter, and mm-hmm. he has a great songwriter partner, David Stewart, and I told him, I said, we need a song like Murder on Music Row that country has, because bluegrass is, you know, it's going out, I mean it's going in different ways, which is okay, you know, to have people go out and branch out from the music, but if you're going to call it bluegrass, you know, it's got to stay towards its roots. And then they came up with this great song, and they sent it to me, and I said, can I put anybody on it I want? And they said, sure.
And you did. I'm telling you, that song alone, the rest of the album is just phenomenal. But that song alone is so perfect. By the way, the album's on Pinecastle. We want to make sure we reference them as being part of this project. But that song alone is just, it's a great song. You could be singing about whatever the words could be, it's a great song. But the fact that you have that message that you're trying to get through with this album, not all of it, but a lot. There's another tune later on that talks about picking rocks. That's not about, you know, coming back to bluegrass. It's just picking. It's kind of like creating bluegrass if you really want to break it down. That's where the bluegrass came from. But this is such a good album, and I really think you're. Before we forget, the members of the band on this album, give us a rundown of those if you can.
Sure. And I'd like to, too, talk about kind of how we had to put this
album
together.
Absolutely.
Pinecastle, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Pinecastle told me, they said, Lorraine, you got to get some music out. You know, you hadn't had anything out since the country grass and then the thing you did on the side with Eddie Raven. And I said, I agree, but, you know, my lead singer, Tommy Long, he was out on medical leave with throat cancer, and that made it very difficult, you know, to try to put a CD out, and I didn't have Tommy able to play guitar on it or sing lead that much on it. And also my fiddle player, one of my fiddle players, I carry two fiddle players now, Josh Goforth, his dad was, you know, on his well, dying bed, and then, and Josh just didn't want to be putting so much time and be going away. You know, they kept calling the family in and out, and so he was kind of putting things on hold for a while too. So I told Ben Green, my banjo player of 13 years, I said, Ben, I said, we just got to get some music out. I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to reach back to some of the old time songs that some that I had written, and some that some of my friends had written. I got a great big song coming out. I'm going to bring Junior and Danny and Randy Graham in to sing. And I said, and then, you know, we'll, some of these guys that have been substituting for Tommy, we'll let them come in and sing a little bit and help us out. So we went in and we thought, well, you know, we're just going to hope for the best on this. And Randy came in, and his voice just fit so many of the songs. The Pickin' Rock Out of Bluegrass, the song about Don Day's Bluegrass Festival in Starby Creek, Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, he took that one on and sang it, and then to Paul Monroe, and then I had written the song I Don't Want to Lose You about 10-20 years ago, and I said, I'm going to bring that song back out, and it just leaned itself.
And it fires up. That's the second track I have on the album, if I'm correct, and it starts off a real up-tempo. I mean, it really, just when you're finished listening to the title cut, then you jump into I Don't Want to Lose You, which I have as pretty much an up-tempo tune.
Yeah, it's a good fast one, and it shows off the harmonies. And, you know, we didn't have Tommy on too many of the songs because he was, you know, still had the feeding tube and still on medical leave. But we included him on the title cut. We saved that. We recorded that last of all the songs. And Randy wasn't a member of the band. He came in, and he was helping me out. And he enjoyed it so much, and he just seemed to fit in with us so well that, he said, I should just, you know, hey, you need somebody else. And it worked out that we did, because our bass player, you know, really was not planning on coming back for another year. And I said, well, I do, but I don't need a mandolin player. And he said, hey, I played bass with Doyle Lawson.
Good enough. All right, you passed the test. Hey, how long does it take you to put a project like when you discuss this process of we got to get something out and you want to bring back some songs and you have this special song which is the title cut? Then how long? And you've been doing this a while, but I'm always curious about, you have the idea, you start putting things together. Randy comes in, you talk about the other difficulties. How long does it take you to get something like this True Grass Again album completed?
Well, we usually a good 6 months is what you put into a CD. I mean, you could go in and just knock them all out, but you got to remember we did all new songs that the band wasn't playing on stage and bringing in different people. And twin fiddles takes a while to match those up perfectly. And so we started this project in October. We wanted to have it out before the deadline for IBMA this year, but we didn't make it. So it might be a good thing because it's running its course, you know, really good.
Oh, I think it'll get a lot of attention. I mean, I think it is now, and you're hitting the charts everywhere. And, you know, you are, and I'll use this as a stepping stone. You are Lorraine Jordan and the band, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. You are, let's use this worn-out term, a flame keeper as far as keeping the bluegrass, the traditional type of bluegrass music, along with Junior and certainly Danny Paisley. But you are one of those flame keepers. You're one of those beacons too. You know, and there are young bands out there, High Fidelity and Backline. There's several bands that are very young, and they're fitting right in that Truegrass Again, if we want to use that as a description. And they have to be looking to bands like you. And I always wondered from your perspective, and you're a woman leading a band. So now there's so many, Lorraine, there's so many bands now that are being fronted by female musicians and singers. You have to feel proud about that position.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the new bands. Two of them you mentioned, also one here in Carolina Blue.
Coming
along. And a lot of those bands call me and they ask me questions and they ask me, you know, how do you get in with this person or how do you do this? And I'm proud of the fact that I'm leading the way and carrying on. And when you go look up Junior Sis or Danny Paisley, you'll see, you know, Lorraine Jordan County Road right there. And mm-hmm. proud to be one of the, you know, Danny Paisley sings the line in that song. He says, there's just a few of us around.
That's right.
And you know, I was looking back at that after I saw that line in the song, and there's just not that many traditional bands, and there's certainly not that many traditional bands led by a woman.
No.
And I've been doing it for, we've been doing it for about 18 years now, full time, and I've always tried to, I wanted this band to be a team band. For a while, we just called it Carolina Road, and Miss Dixie Hall, she said, Lorraine, you got to put your name in front of it. People refer to this band, they think about you, and you need your, even though it's a team band, you need your name in front of it. So I did that for her, and it kind of gave it leverage, even though I've had Ben Green on banjo for 13 years, Josh Goforth on fiddle for 13 years, Tommy Long on guitar and singing lead for 8 years, Randy Graham just joined us on bass, but we've had different bass players all through life here, and then I brought in a second fiddle player, Matt Hooper, great fiddle player that lives right here where I live. So it's not too hard. I mean, people say, you know, don't you get a lot of flack for being a woman out there? I said, no, we're a team band. I pull my weight. You know, they understand that I'm the last word, but kind of stops here. But you got to have somebody driving the ship. So
I'm so
that's
glad
how it works.
Yeah, well, you're doing it well, and it takes a lot of. And I would say, anytime Dixie Hall would have given you advice, take that, and you did. whatever she would say, I would go with that automatically. Bless her heart, she was.
She told me that, and you know, I started the Daughters of Bluegrass years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Brett was playing in my band,
right.
Banjo player for Sister Sadie now, mm-hmm. and she was a banjo player for Carolina Road, and she and I were on the bus, and I was saying, you know, there's CDs out there with women doing singing and being guests of bands and music, but there's no CD out there with a bunch of women from different bands coming together doing the picking and the singing. I said, let's call some girls up. Let's put something out. So we started calling them on the bus, and I got a bunch of interest and put out the first CD, and we've had 4 CDs and 3 IBMA awards. And, you know, and Dixie Hall, she got involved in it at the third CD, and I told her, I said, look, you know, I like this. I want to keep it alive. I got to move on to things. I got to give more attention to Carolina Road. And she took it over from there, and it's been a good thing for women in bluegrass also.
It absolutely, and for the audiences too. It's great music, but you're right. And look at Sister Sadie, and I'm so glad you mentioned Carolina Blue. I wasn't trying to mention two bands only. I just can't think of them all, but Carolina Blue.
Oh, no, they
Blue.
Just live right here.
Yeah, and they're great, and I have their music, and I enjoy everything that they do, but... Just, you mentioned Sister Sadie. Now, not only were you groundbreaking by, and I get it how you wanted to put your name on the band, but it's a team effort, and that's a wonderful position to take. But Sister Sadie is now an all female bluegrass band who's doing really well.
Oh yeah, and 4 of those girls were in were on the first Daughters of Bluegrass
CD. Right.
Oh,
I know. So I mean, I just think that because I'm not in the position of being able to look back at. Impact of careers. I don't have one, but you must really feel good about. I know from talking to you, Lorraine, you don't want to say put yourself in a pivotal position, but you must feel really proud of having paved a lot of the way and been there and making it, you know, for the Daughters of Bluegrass and what you're doing now. And it must be. I would think that every once in a while you just have to stop and look around and say, look what's changed as far as the female participation and leadership in bluegrass since I started doing this.
No, I feel real, real good about it. I mean, I'm not one to want to pat myself on the back.
I know you're not. Not patting yourself on the back.
I appreciate you saying that. But you know, I mean, we have so many female bands now that are starting, and so many of the younger girls coming up and all. And I know that, you know, people like me and Dylan and Gina Brett, we paved those ways, and it's made it a little bit easier for them to get in there, and I think it's very acceptable now that you see this going on.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I look back at the playlist on Unreal Bluegrass, and it's probably on an average half of either a female performer or a female-led band, or usually both, and I'm not doing it to make a point. It's just great music.
Oh yeah, it is, and it's going on more and more. And then you had I like what IBMA did. All the females that had won IBMA
right.
awards, they put a band together
right.
for them.
Yeah, yeah. Now you've got them winning. Each instrumental position now can be said to have been held by a female, and I think Allison Krauss is kind of spearheading there. They're putting up music together, which is great. I mean, it's just I enjoy it because I like good music, and it's great. It's just a wonderful opportunity to for everyone to get together, and I do. I want you to. I know you won't accept it. You are a beacon, and you're a flame keeper for that tradition that you've helped start. But you're also an active band leader with Carolina Road, and you have in this new album, True Grass. Again, I wanted to cover some of that, but we can talk about the album again, which everything we already talked a little bit about. I don't want to lose you. Run Little Fox. I'll tell you the thing that that kind of gets me every time I listen to it is Poor Monroe, where they run this fellow off for being lazy, and he doesn't even get to have his shoes. Something about that song I keep coming back to, and I just enjoy the whole story about it.
That's a very cute song. I always liked that song. We've done it on stage for years, and I thought it was time to put it down. And Randy Graham just seemed to be the right person to sing it. He's, you know, Randy, I don't know if he gets enough credit himself, but he's been out there for years with the Cardinals, you know, original member, and Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And if you think about it, he was the harmony, the high tenor, the high lead singer that helped both of those bands, you know, right, make a stance.
You're right. You're right. It has so it has a nice, like you say, it's kind of a, it's not meant to be funny, but it's kind of a story that might make you chuckle if you visualize it. But then on the same album, you will have Preach and Pray and Singing. You'll have I Hear Angels Calling Your Name. And then you have Another Soldier. You have all these different flavors of music, which I think maybe fall within this more traditional bluegrass approach to an album, that you have gospel, spiritual type songs. You also have the Another Soldier, which is something that people need to keep in mind all the time, thanking those people for the freedoms that you and I have to even do this. But so the album offers so many different types of flavors of music.
Well, Another Soldier is a song that I had written a while back for a Veterans Day show that we were playing, and I thought, well, it's time to record that song. And also, it's led into something spectacular. We're going to move into another CD called Patriotic Grass.
Oh, great.
Got a lot of bands sending in patriotic songs, and because there's not enough of those to play on the Bluegrass channels.
No, there's not. I mean, everybody recently might have one or two or one on an album, but yeah, if you can put them all together, that'd be... So what are we thinking, a year and a half or so?
We're thinking 2020, you know, it'll be a Pinecastle Records Patriotic Grass CD. We've already got plenty of songwriters writing songs, and be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, this is not just a notion. This is something you've got mapped out, and you can predict it's going to be out. That's great.
It's on its way, and Another Soldier will be on there. And one thing that we're doing, too, Ben plays all the military songs on his banjo, and people love to hear those songs and stand up and be, you know, saluted for their efforts. And that's going to be on the CD, too.
You know, when you say that, of course, I think of Sonny doing his solo on America, where if there's not a better banjo version of a patriotic song that gets everybody up. So that's great that Ben is. I know Ben. I have some of his music from solo releases that he's done too. But so that'll work out great. Well, you have a really great band. We have a really great band.
Well, I'm proud of it. It's really, now Randy has put the icing on the cake, and you know Ben is just a wonderful banjo player. He's so consistent.
And he's a great band member.
And he's a great band member. He's a good travel person. He's been out there with, you know, so many different bands, and he's stayed with me now 13 years. And so it kind of gives the band consistency, because I think the banjo is what you listen for, if to call it bluegrass. And he's one that, you know, he has his signal style out there.
Yeah, the I mentioned a little bit the I Hear Angels Calling Your Name and Preach and Pray and Sing, and those are just good. Those are just good Sunday morning songs. I don't know how else to describe them, but they're different tunes and different paces, but they're just, I'm glad you put those on there. That's what I think, if you're looking at a hallmark of, we'll use the term traditional bluegrass, I think you're always going to have some sort of gospel or spiritual impact on some of the songs, and I think those are just great songs.
Well, and we have a fellow that plays the fiddle, Josh Goforth, that also does a three-finger style guitar picking, and he used to play with Dot Watson, and he plays with David Holt, and so he's learned from the best.
Yeah, and just in case anybody's wondering, the very last tune that I pop up on my rotation is the instrumental you talk about fiddles, this Cherokee Shuffle, and that's one of those tunes that everybody thinks they know, but here you are doing it, and I think it's a great treatment of a great tune.
Well, we wanted to showcase Matt. He's being the new fiddle player, and he's kind of like a Michael Cleveland type style fiddle player. He's very aggressive, and you know, you've got all kinds of fiddle players. You've got some that are clean as a whistle, you know, and then you've got some that really get down on the bow and give it that aggressive sound. And I, you know, I like to hear that both styles, but I like Matt the way he bows. He comes in on that fiddle, and it's just a you can't help but just, you know, stomp your foot.
Oh, that's a great, and it's a great, it starts off right away with the fiddle break, and it's a great, Lorraine, I love this album. You have to be really happy. I know that it's getting a lot of attention on the charts, but you must be getting a lot of good response just back from fans and people that attend shows.
I have had so many emails and texts from fans out there that go to the traditional festivals. Of course, Norman Adams is continuing all of his traditional festivals, and then we've got the festival Christmas in the Smokies in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
That's
that
right.
We do.
Yeah.
In December, it stays traditional, and we also have Willow Bluegrass Festival in the summer here in Roxburgh near Raleigh, North Carolina. And I have so many fans saying thank you for keeping the bluegrass alive with your festivals, but more than that, thank you for putting out a song that says something we wanted to say.
That's right. You're right. You know, and there is, and we mentioned three of the bands, the kind of the younger bands that I know are looking for at people like you as keeping, we've talked about them already. But there are bands, you know what, Lorraine, I see these bands, and you probably see them too. I'll tell you what's really popping up amongst really, really young players, very talented players, is old-time music.
Oh yeah, that's got a good place. It does. It's got a good style, and I like hearing it. And you know, we Carolina Road, we try to say that we're a traditional bluegrass with a fresh approach, and you know, try to keep the harmonies. You know, learn from the people like the Osmond Brothers, and get the three part harmonies, the tight harmonies, and then having a female. You know, I don't do all the lead singing. I share it amongst all band members. And so, you know, I like a band when you go and you see a variety. And
your harmonies are some of those. Like I said, when Truegrass starts off, and then some of these harmonies are just they're. I hate to say this because it gives you nowhere to get better. But so many of the harmonies on this Truegrass Again album are just perfect. They're just absolutely layered perfectly.
Well, certain people that know music like you do, you know, they'll see that's a different style layer right there on that harmony, because normally you have your female, when you have a female singer, normally you put your female
that's
on top.
That's right.
But see, I'm in the middle there, and Randy's on top.
Yep.
And that makes for that kind of that Osmond Brother sound, you know, where you don't just put your woman up there singing your high part, and it gives you your male has your high part, and I'm in the middle, and then Tommy on the bottom, and that makes a great blend.
Great. It's a great blend. Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm, you know, I keep thinking, you know, hey, I don't know how females don't usually survive out there on the road very long. I mean, if you look at the history of females that have played in the past, you know, they don't have longevity. And I've been thinking, you know, Rhonda and I are about the same age, and
right.
we're still out there, and we're playing full time. And there's others, Dale Ann, there's others that are doing it. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, hey, we're starting a new trend here. Maybe females do survive out there.
I think they do. Stick around a little longer. It would be horrible if you just decided that your road time was up, especially when your band is called Carolina Road. I know you're not going anywhere, but, my gosh, we love you so much, and this new album is just further proof of all that skill and experience that you have as a band and a band leader.
Well, I can't stop now. I've just opened a coffee house here near Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're having bluegrass strong over here where I'm from. Raleigh has a lot of bluegrass, and I'm trying to consider myself the station end of North Carolina.
There you go.
And bringing everybody in, you know, Danny and Junior just left. Joe Mullins is on his way, so it's a big deal. Lorraine's Coffee House and music here. It's getting bigger and bigger, and all these emails and texts I'm getting, and then the Bluegrass Unlimited giving us 2 months in a row at number one with the the song. I said, no, it's not the time to walk away. I hate it when football players are at the top of their peak. You know, you and I are big football fans. We'll talk about this.
And to the audience, Lorraine and I were talking about football before getting ready to do this.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, everybody's got to have something. And I love football. But you know, when they get to the top of their peak and then they leave, and then that's like, wow. You know, why did they? But I guess you want to go out a winner, and you want to go out on top. But you don't want to let your fans down either, because they want to see more of you.
Oh, this is. I was kidding. You're not going anywhere. Neither is Rhonda. Neither is Dale Ann. And if you do, I'd have to call you all up and ask you to reconsider.
That's funny. No, maybe, you know, as long as our health stays good. I'm a big family person, and you know, I want to stay behind my family too if they start getting in the place where they need me. But you know, giving up a lot of things when you're a female out there, you have to, you know, I raised a daughter, and with my husband did a great job. He went to all our ball games, and you know, took her to her first dance lessons, and I missed a lot of things she did because of being out there on the road, and it kind of turns the family around a little bit, but yeah. You get through those years, and then by the time you get through those years, then your parents start getting older and need
you. You're right. I love this conversation because all these things we're all going through in different phases, and you hit that whole cycle that I am, and many people that I know are going, because we're not that far off age-wise, but you're exactly right. So how do you maintain your band interest and your music interest while you're doing it? Let me ask you this about Raleigh. Has the IBMA relocation there yearly, has that helped boost bluegrass in the area at all?
Oh, Raleigh has always had bluegrass. I mean, there's been so many bands here. I knew when I opened the coffee house, you know, if traveling bands didn't want to stop by, it would be okay, because you know there's got to be 20 bands, you know, right around here in the Raleigh area that are playing. And then, you know, we had the Grass Cats who are from here that played locally so much, but they charted so well nationally. And there's just a lot of bands, and you know, but IBMA coming here, bringing in millions of people. Yes, of course it's helped. Yep. And it's so nice to be able to sleep in my own bed and go out there.
Let's get all the websites. We talked. Let's make sure everybody knows where to find the coffee shop. I'm sure you have a website and for the band and where you're going to be and all that good stuff. Let's do that before we end this.
Sure thing. Well, it's CarolinaRoadBand.com, and that's where you can find the Truegrass shirts, the caps. Why can't bluegrass just be Truegrass again? And of course, we borrowed that Truegrass from the radio station that has their Truegrass show.
Oh, sure.
I borrowed that from them and hope they didn't mind. But that seemed to be what they were calling it, so we thought maybe that's what we need to call it. And we have the shirts, the hats, everything there to say, why can't bluegrass just be Truegrass for all the traditional fans that want to get some of that. The CDs are there, but it's CarolinaRoadBand.com. Also, the coffee house is in Garner, North Carolina, 7 miles south of Raleigh. It's LorrainesCoffeeHouse.com. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Bluegrass Christmas in the Smokies.com. That's our festival. WillowPark.com is our summer festival in Roxburgh. And so you can check us out at all those places. And if you just Google Lorraine Jordan, a lot of times all that will pop up.
And if you're lucky, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, they'll be coming to your little country town.
We're doing a lot of dates. We're going to be out there doing about 70 festivals this year. Our phones have really been ringing since that song came out, and 2020 is already booking up really good. But you know, if we don't get to a location near you, I got a lot of people that come down here to the coffee house. I've had people from Canada, overseas. They stop by, they send me a text, let me know they're coming, and you know, we spend a day together having a cup of coffee, and you know, we always got bluegrass going on down there.
Well, I am so glad, Lorraine, that you were patient with me trying to connect up over the holidays. That was a hectic time, so I'm so glad that you were patient with me and allowed me to invite you on to Unreal Bluegrass. I know that you have so many fans out there that listen to this program.
Well, it was a busy time, you know, and that's what the way it should be. It's Christmas. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And I, talking to you, I've already found out that you're a big time dog lover, and I'm a dog lover. I've got J.D. Crow right on the side of my bus, my Maltese I had for 16 years.
Oh, not actually J.D. That's your dog.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Oh my goodness!
He's not ready
I named him J.D. Crow, that has got me in trouble so many times.
Well, gosh.
You know, Mom was on the bus one time, and J.D. always traveled on the bus, and Mom was laying out of my bunk, and J.D. jumped in the bunk with her, and Mom thought one for laying down with a beautiful white fluffy Maltese, and she comes out and opens the bus door, and I'm at the sales table. She says, "Lorraine, J.D. Crow's jumped in my bus. Come get him out." And I was like, oh, my gosh. Everybody was staring, and I was like, it's my dog.
Oh, gosh. So congratulations on this great true crime. I mean, every cut on here, we don't talk about them all in detail because other things I wanted to mention with you, but each one of these tunes, I mean, you're going to get a lot more top-charting tunes off of this once they're released as singles, I think.
Well, I know I will with you behind it because, I mean, I've always admired you. And, you know, I tracked you down. I told you I wanted to be on your show.
And also,
I want to let people know out there, you know, how much you do for bluegrass and what a golden voice you have.
Well,
I love it.
You're very kind. You're very kind. I appreciate it, Lorraine Jordan. It's been a joy. We'll catch each other down the road somewhere, and we'll talk again. Make sure when the patriotic grass that I know about it and I have it, we'll talk about it.
I sure will. Anything that's coming your way, I'll send you an email. Thank you so much
All
for
right.
following through and getting back with
All
you.
All right, Lorraine Jordan, have a good rest of your day, and I can't wait to see you down the road.
All right, thank all the fans for loving true grass and keeping tradition alive.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll see you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.